story and actually had a review on this. That's quite an imagination of an
adventure. It's after hours at that glamorous night spot, and we're taking it easy, swapping personal experiences. Let's listen in America today.
All right, then. Hello, everyone. This is Rich in your lead morning, even though it's not the morning. Today, I'm here with a special guest. Care to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Enzo Sangio, and I'm Julian's friend.
Hi, great to hear. Anyway, let's talk shop for a little bit, Enzo. Video games. What are they, and how have they affected us during the pandemic? You want to start talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, pandemic, it was very boring. So video games definitely helped me to pass the time.
All right, then. Enzo, would you say that video games was a coping mechanism during the pandemic, or would you say it was an easy way to kill time since, well, you couldn't do anything?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really coping, it was an easy way to kill time because I feel like without it, I don't know, like, I would just read books and I don't like books. I mean, video games was there to help me kill time.
Of course. And first of all, Enzo, I'd like to ask, during the pandemic, what games did you play specifically and why?
I play a lot of Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, and Minecraft, my friends. Pretty fun.
All right, that sounds nice. And what video games would you recommend to our listeners back home? I know you just said a handful, like Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, Minecraft.
Definitely Minecraft, because it's for the casual, and like, you like sit down for 5 minutes and like 3 hours pass. It's crazy.
Okay. And, you know, let's just say right now, right? You know, besides video games, we're going to put that aside. What did you do besides play video games during the pandemic, even though there really wasn't a lot to offer?
I need to think, because video games is really all I did. I feel like looking out the window, that's it. To be honest, video games is all I did.
All right. So, you know, I know for a fact we did play a lot of video games during the height of the pandemic with the lads. And out of all the games we played, which one would you say was the best and why?
I think, again, Minecraft, because, like, it's so user-friendly. It's like, you can hop on it, build something, or just grind on it. And it's for the casual and the hardcore. It's just an all-around amazing game that's kill time.
Okay, so you would basically say that it's a really easy game just to pick up, and essentially anyone could just start.
Yes, definitely. Anyone could just pick it up and just learn.
Okay. You know, for me personally, it was the Minecraft world we labeled as DaBaby, and it was, I don't know, something about that world, it was just really soothing. And would you care to explain about what we did in the world?
Yeah, I feel like we bonded, like me and Julian, a bunch of friends, play on that world. It was really nice, because we spent like nights, 5 a.m, playing the game, because there was no school the next morning. So we could just play whenever and however we liked, and it was great. I like to have those times back, even though it was not a good time at the same time.
I get that. And so, like, in that world exactly, you know, I just explained artwork and whatnot. In that world, right, I know how everyone was doing their own thing. Personally, I was making album covers, I was making, you know, stuff from my favorite animes, but what did you do specifically in that world?
Yeah, I challenged myself, and I look up tutorials and made pixel art on my favorite Star Wars characters and just made houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. And would you say that, you know, video games brought us closer in a time where we couldn't be close at all, or do you think that it separated us all?
It was weird because we couldn't see each other like physically like we did in school. Mm-hmm. But video games, definitely, we spent more time together because of video games, even though if it wasn't physically.
Okay. And, you know, Enzo, I just want to ask, you know, for the viewers back at home, would you definitely recommend them? And I know I've been constantly asking this, and I know how you've been saying it's been great and all, but out of all the moments, out of all the laughs, would you say, would you wish that other people could experience what we were experiencing?
Yeah. It was a great time to experience video games in the pandemic. I miss those times, even though they weren't great times, like I said before.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, everyone was home. Flat out, it just happened overnight. You know, one day we were, you know, meeting up with each other just to hang out at the Burger King near our school. And now, you know, the next day, boom, here we are locked up in our home.
Yep. March 13th.
Yeah, exactly. Man, it's been that long. And even then, we're still, granted, we're not at the height of the pandemic. We're still technically in a pandemic, but, you know what I mean. But anyway, yeah, Enzo, do you?
So, Enzo, is there, you know, right now I just want to ask, name maybe three video games that you would recommend to the listeners back at home, just so they could pick it up and play.
Three video games I recommend is definitely Minecraft, the first one, GTA 5, and some Call of Duty.
And is there a reason why specifically with those three games? I understand why Minecraft, we basically talked about that a lot, but why are those two specifically at the end, Grand Theft Auto and Call of Duty?
I don't know. I mean, that's my preference. I mean, I like shooting games, and
okay.
Yeah.
All right, and as you know, we are going to wrap this up, so is there anything you'd like to ask me?
I'd like to ask you, like, what was your favorite game during the quarantine?
That, honestly, for me, the biggest game that I enjoyed playing through quarantine was Final Fantasy. I think the whole leveling up and fantasy type setting was
they grinding.
Yeah, you know, especially from having a character from level 1 to, you know, level 100, that was something big, because I always made progress throughout the game, always made my character stronger, always built up a lot more.
Yeah,
but you know what? Thank you so much again, Enzo, for coming out here today. Again, this is Rich Interlude in the Morning, even though it's not in the morning. Over and out.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.